That's nice.
Yeah, good tea.
Did you try some?
I did not try any. It's really cool how the tea maker, like, I didn't realize that it holds the water up in there until it's done brewing, and then it lets it all down. It's all smart like that. It's so cool.
Because different types of tea need to be done at different temperatures and for different brewing amounts of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very smart.
Very smart.
I like that coffee pot tea maker thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we had to have two coffee pots commit suicide to have this one.
Totally worth it. Hi, I'm Derek Mast.
And I'm Tanya Mast.
We've got two kids, Rainey.
Hiya.
And Emerson.
Da-da.
And we're set to learn about marriage, parenting, and whatever else comes up.
This is the journey of two young homeschooled Christian parents exploring what we're teaching and learning while we grow ourselves and raise our kids.
So,
here we are.
Here we are.
Recording for the third time.
Finally, this has clearly recorded because you're listening to this.
You want to check it that it's recording right now?
Oh, yeah. That's I'm definitely seeing the record button. Is it recorded? This is my old system, so I know what's going on here.
Okay, well, so, I'm probably going to ask you like every 5 minutes. Don't take it personally.
That's fair. you want to tell me what we were doing before?
Before we were recording downstairs, I was laying on the couch and Derek was laying on the floor. It was very comfy. And but we were trying a different system. Mm-hmm. And the first time Derek pressed record but didn't press play, because apparently you have to do that with the new system.
Yeah, so I was trying to record using my new hardware audio interface and then hooking that into my iPad, which it works. It works fine as long as I know which buttons to press, and I wasn't familiar with the recording program.
Second time, somebody called us in the middle of the recording,
and
which I guess was a butt dial or something, but
it was actually a butt dial.
It turned off the recording,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't catch it till afterwards.
Yeah.
I will tell you that first recording was one of my favorite podcasts that we've ever recorded, except we didn't record it.
Yeah.
It's weird to record a podcast over and over because you're like, the jokes were natural the first time.
Uh-huh.
Second time, you're like, should I make the same jokes because they were good, but you know they're coming.
You know I'll laugh at anything.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Anyways.
I mean, I can edit in other people's laughs, too, if you want.
We've waited
I can go
a
back
week
to
now,
old tech...
so this will be good. This will be fresh.
I can go back to old Tech Reformation episodes and edit laughs in from from the guys.
The last time that we were recording, though, was really hard for Derek because he had a cold and...
Oh,
was
it was just the worst.
So miserable.
It was bad. I could barely get through one, let alone two.
He was so strong, and I was so proud of him.
Tanya, do you want to help the listeners understand why we were recording with you laying on the couch?
There is a small but mighty being within me that is waging war upon my entire body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
a war that will last for nigh on 7.5 more months.
A few more months,
something like that.
So
we're pregnant, and more accurately, Tanya is pregnant. I feel like I always have to make that disclaimer every time.
I'm the one that's throwing up. Derek
yes.
is holding my hair back, though, so it is it's a joint activity.
I'm helping the kids entertain themselves while Tanya throws up.
Although Rainey did catch me throwing up last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time that she caught it, and I was scared how she would react because it would kind of be disturbing. But she thought it was hilarious and laughed uproariously the entire time.
Which really bothered me because I'm like, I'm trying to sit there and be empathetic for Tanya and like be, oh,
but then
it's okay.
I started laughing, watching Rainey laugh as I'm throwing up. I was such a mess.
It was so upsetting. Not you throw. I mean, it was just the whole situation. It was very strange.
So what pregnancy looks like for me, yes, is intense morning sickness all day from like, well, I start feeling gross at like 5 weeks, but like right around 6 weeks pregnant is when it really just knocks me over.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not throwing up, I'm trying to not throw up the entire existence.
Yes.
I can't even like mentally go back to a place in my head where I wasn't nauseous.
Because it might not be like you're on the absolute edge of throwing up the entire day, but it is just about that, right? Is it that?
I'm trying to figure out a way.
It's mostly that, yeah. Just keeping yourself.
I could go and throw up right now.
Oh my goodness.
Just takes one bad cough.
You're amazing.
And
I just don't even understand how you exist and are able to talk into a microphone right now.
I will tell you, the first like 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm not going to survive. I can't do this. Like, especially with two kids, and we've had some help, which I'm super grateful for. And Derek has been amazing in taking things over. But being with two kids during the day when you're just incredibly dizzy and sick, and I mean, no food sounds good most of the time. Mm-hmm. Which, like, when you hear food aversions, that's just like laughable to me. Because honestly, I put food in my mouth and I don't feel like any emotional connection to it. It's honestly like putting cardboard in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I put it in and I'm like, this is not meant to be in my mouth. This is not food.
Mouths are not meant for chewing. Weird.
And then, like, I chew it and chew it and chew it. And then I have to think about trying to swallow it. And it's just like a foreign concept. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
If I lay on my right side with my head slightly elevated and my knees not really like just slightly bent with like a little bit of airflow, not too much, not too elevated, not too knees bent. It's like a delicate balance, but
oh,
I can find
word.
Like a place of like, okay, I'm going to survive. But that's not possible when I'm chasing after two kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's take a step back and give an overview of where we're actually at right now. So we're, what, at 8 weeks?
Almost 9 weeks.
Almost 9 weeks. Woo! Every week marker is like, hallelujah.
Yeah, we've had great appointments so far, and we just got to see a little potato baby on
little potato baby's heartbeat
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. I don't know. Every time before I see an ultrasound, I'm like, is there really something in there? Even though I feel like hell.
Yeah.
Like, there's not something in there. But there was.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I call it a potato baby because, like, the ultrasounds look like potatoes. And I love all my children. But you never really know also when your baby is born if the baby's going to come out looking like a potato or, like, an angel, and you're going to love them no matter what, but just keep your expectations.
Yeah, you know, just expect an actual potato to come out, and you're fine. Everything will be great beyond that.
I thought that both of our kids were really cute when they were born, honestly. Emerson looked a little bit like an old man.
But, yes, yes.
You know, he just had such a quick time coming out. He was still like, what's happening, guys? For a while.
Wait, where's my safe balloon of comfort? So normally, like, when do we try to normally announce? Like, if we had an ideal time to announce our baby, it'd be what, like 12 weeks-ish?
Something I don't like know. That. Ideal is funny.
Ideal is funny. It's a very strange.
Last time we announced at 8 weeks.
Yeah. Did we didn't announce earlier than that?
No. Nope.
We waited for the ultrasound?
Yeah, we waited. We
gotcha.
Announced it that night after the
That's
ultrasound.
Right. That's right.
Because I've been very sick with all pregnancies.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, so the reason we would delay at all, for those of you who have not had experience with pregnancy or you don't have kids or anything, is there's always risk for miscarriage. And the thing about announcing a having a scattershot announcement to all of, you know, your Facebook friends is that, I mean,
it comes in waves, like people come up to you in waves. And then if you do have a miscarriage, then it's still waves of people finding out or congratulating. It kind of just prolongs the suffering.
Yeah. Because we have always had a policy of wanting to talk about miscarriages anyway, mm-hmm. because it's a good
support
thing.
We want to recognize that life and that loss.
Mm-hmm.
But we also like to do that in our own time. And
yeah.
When people are, you know, starting to talk about the pregnancy, it makes it harder. So,
yep. But anyway, pregnancy is really, really hard for Tanya. So basically we need help. So that's why we're announcing it now. So it's been a major life adjustment. Basically the nausea hit soon after our last podcast aired, right around Christmas.
Yeah, sorry,
right
after we've been Christmas. A little late, but also not sorry because this is life.
Yeah, and it's our podcast, so... Thank you for those of you who are still hanging in there, though. We love hearing you guys and having you listen. But it's been a major life adjustment because, fortunately, I was off work all between Christmas and New Year's. So we were able to kind of work on a new rhythm where Tanya
that
basically
was the first
has to...
week of death.
Yeah. Tanya, talk about Christ-like love for your children. It just feels like death all the time. But had to get used to a whole new rhythm with Tanya basically needing bed rest most of the time.
If possible.
That's the only way you feel halfway decent. You smile at me like, oh, you still don't quite understand, which I'm sure I don't. But it helps keep whatever you have devoured down. So we did have, in that time, we actually had a hospital visit, sort of. Not a hospital, but do you want to explain the terminology better?
Just a checkup, because the fun thing about pregnancy is that especially if you're struggling to keep food and liquids down, your body is worn down and your immune system is worn down. So I was concerned that I maybe had some infection happening. I wanted to get that checked out just for the baby's sake. And indeed, I had both of the infections that I thought I did. And on top of it, they wondered if I had a UTI. And they had to run a urine sample and found out that my ketones were large and my body was dehydrated and in starvation mode.
Mm-hmm. It's basically breaking down the protein in your body in order to have nourishment for the baby.
So this was
something.
The last day of December, which ironically our insurance kicked in
That's a whole other story.
Oh my goodness. But that whole week had been the first really rough week, and I was like, you know, it's not great, but we're surviving.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go in and find out that like my body is in starvation mode and all of this stuff, and they're like, we want to put you on an IV and get some fluids into you and try to get your ketones down and all of this stuff. They pumped like 3 bags of fluids through me and still couldn't get my ketones down the whole way. But the nurses kept saying, you have help, right? Like, this is not good. Like, mm-hmm. need to. So coming from a place of being like, I'm doing my best and we're getting by, to being like, this is not going to work, was incredibly discouraging.
Yeah.
Plus I face like a lot of guilt wanting to be able to be a wife well and be a mom well and work well and feeling like I'm failing people. My sweet friend is getting married in April, and they just like decided that like this last month. So it's a quick planning process, and I am maid of honor, and I wanted to be able to do mm-hmm. way more than my body is allowing me to do right now, which is
Yeah.
So frustrating when you've like dreamt of being able to help someone with like a big day and special days in their life. And then you reach that point and you just run into the walls of what you can and can't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm the only one who can keep a baby alive right now. And I am going to do that first and then try to do the other stuff as I can.
And you are doing that marvelously, I must say. You're doing so good. And even like days that I'm at work and you're at home with the kids, like I don't know how. I mean, there is a thing about, you know, you hit something really hard that it just has to be done, that somehow you have the energy to push through. But I don't understand still how you possibly can, given what you're dealing with.
The kids have been extra tender recently. And actually, yesterday, Rainey was running a temperature. Mm-hmm. And Murray is currently pushing 3 teeth through and has like 3 teeth bulging right under the surface that are about to break as well.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them were just needed more.
Yeah.
And I think that they like required entertainment basically the entire day. Like they didn't want to play by themselves. That's another thing. When you're laying on the couch, your kids are like, oh, you must be here to like read and entertain me. Mm-hmm. Like, because you're not in another room working. And Emerson is like, oh, this must mean that you want to nurse me all the time. But it's really hard for me to get fluids into my body.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the other things is now I'm trying to, if I can, wean Murray from at nighttime, so that Tanya doesn't have to keep reloading her body by, you know, so that she can feed both herself and two other children. It's yeah, but that's a whole other adventure even.
So, Derek, what have you been learning from all of this?
I have learned that should you die and I am left on my own to fend for the children, I will not die as well. I will be okay. I can keep the children alive and myself alive. Yes, the kids will probably be okay.
He told me this very proudly the one day, and then he was telling me that Rainey had runny poops, and I asked him what he fed her, and he couldn't tell me anything that day. He did feed her, he just couldn't remember. And yeah. I was like,
Rainey can keep track of that. She'll figure out when what foods are making her poops runny. You know, they got to figure it out sometime, right? What have you been learning since we're into the segment, sort of, after a very long prequel?
I don't know. I'm very aware of the people in my life who deal with constant pain, people who are going through cancer or Lyme's disease. It just like wears you down so quickly and kind of cuts you off from the world because it doesn't feel like anyone is in your experience. You know, you don't want to discount anyone's experiences, but when I'm on like pregnancy pages and there's somebody complaining about how they only had one day of morning sickness and they really wish that they could have experienced more morning sickness and mm-hmm. who, this great mama on Instagram who posted about how sexy and beautiful she felt when she was pregnant. And isn't it funny that the most negative people have the most uncomfortable pregnancies and have to deal with morning sickness and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait. I really hope that you're not telling your dear friends who are struggling with HG level morning sickness things like this, because mm-hmm. I cannot imagine how defeated I would feel if Derek guilted me at all in this process or was like, you really need to like have more to show for your day than keeping everybody alive and generally happy.
Yeah. And going back to like the sympathizing with the chronic with people who have just that constant issues, really easy to forget after a while. Like when this stuff is announced, like chronic pain is announced, like I'm sure we're going to get tons of help right after we announce pregnancy, because people are sweet, people are kind, they want to help. But you know, 5 weeks later, I'd imagine it's probably going to drop off again unless we are specifically asking people, because it's just easy to forget. It's not novel. It's
and
not
it's kind of exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame it is. People. It's exhausting for me. It's exhausting for you, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good reminder to be checking in with those who do have that, have those chronic issues in life. Maybe after pregnancy. I've got someone to take care of right now, but yeah, at least check in and say, hey, love you.
Yeah.
And
if you're out there, I salute you for what you are going through.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, just not feeling up to going out and seeing people. Like, if your chronic pain is isolating, that really takes a number mm-hmm. on you. I hope that you can, like, ask people boldly when you need company and socialization.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm fading a little bit here.
That's okay. By the way, I want to give a shout out to our families who have been so supportive up to this point. Your sister, who just randomly brings over food and hangs out for a while with you.
And takes care of our kids. Loves us very well. We love you.
Wonderful. And both of our parents have been helping out with kids too. And
willing to drive us into the pediatrician for doctor's appointments this mm-hmm. week for the kids.
Keeping kids overnight some nights. Bringing us food. Helping us figure out what food we should be getting for you nutritionally to make sure that you have stuff that you can just eat without thinking about it.
And for each person who has specifically reached out to me, staff that I work with and my sweet mother who has gone through intensive morning sickness with all of her pregnancies, the mm-hmm. people who reached out and keep reminding me to not feel guilty and to take care of myself, that is especially a special ministry. Thank you for loving me well.
Yeah. What else have you been learning?
Anything? My mind is so foggy right now.
That's okay. I do think before we wrap up, which I'm okay to wrap up. I mean, whenever. It can be a short one this week.
Well, I have other questions too.
Oh, yeah? Go for it.
Well, I was going to ask you if you had any idea of the gender.
Oh, yes. No, I mean, I've said, actually, after we recorded those first two times, I said before that I've been alternating between
he and she.
Haven't been thinking about it super hard, but then I've been saying he recently?
You have been.
Yeah. So you put it in my head.
Rainey wants a little sister because
of course
she's been there and done that, had a little brother.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what do you think?
I think that it's a boy. I'm always wrong, but my sister, who has only ever once been wrong with guessing, and 50-50 chances, yes, are very high, good odds. But my sister has her own little science movie. We can ask her about it sometime on the podcast.
That would be great. I figured she just guesses. Does she have like a science behind it?
No, she has a science.
Oh, she does.
Her reason is hilarious.
Yes,
so.
when we have her on, we're going to have to... we're going to need to get reasons.
Yeah. So she thinks that it's a boy. I feel like the nausea has been more similar to a boy with some of it. And then like the other day I went to sleep and I woke up and I had sprouted a beard hair. So, you know, that seems kind of.
I mean, I don't know what you're on about. I get beard hairs every day.
Oh, my goodness. That was the thing with like my pregnancy with Emerson too, like just a random hair that popped up overnight.
Uh-huh.
So randomly.
It's really funny.
I'm like checking
now
my
your face.
Face
checking your face for beard hairs. And do we want to talk about the male versus female sperm thing?
Our first time recording this podcast, I like started this very confidently and then realized this rant sounded really crazy. And each podcast recording after, I lose some of my confidence. But here we go.
Yes.
Yes, I read it on a notable source on a pregnancy page.
Ah, yes.
Somebody was talking about like, oh, we want to have a boy. And people were saying that there is male sperm and female sperm. Or like sperm that is responsible for a male and a female. I feel so stupid talking about this now.
No, it's fine.
Like, there's a doctor who listens to our show and he's probably like, oh my goodness, these crazy people who Google their answers to life. But anyways, the idea was that the boy causing sperm are faster.
And then they die quickly.
But then they die quickly and girl sperm are slower but last longer. Mm-hmm. And the idea is if you hit your ovulation window.
Right on the money.
Right on the money.
Like not a day before, a day after. Well,
then the male sperm would get there first.
Mm-hmm.
But if like it's sperm from days before, then you're more likely to have a girl baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, I want to crowdsource this this knowledge and see if people have any information. If this sounds, because I had never heard this before.
Scientific hoaxes with Derek and Tanya. Woo! Set to learn.
Learning about pregnancy conspiracies or something.
Old wives' tales.
Old wives' tales. So
like
if you
in that category.
If you have any feedback on whether the male versus female sperm thing exists, you can call in or you can leave us a voice message on settolearn.com/talk or DM us on Instagram at settolearn. And we will definitely talk about that the next time. If you have any feedback on this, definitely going to talk about it.
Oh, and also if we're talking about weird things we read on the internet,
ooh,
I
yes.
also want to talk about this weird story because it's hilarious to me. It probably shouldn't be, but I tried to Snopes check it and couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an article from a noteworthy source in Denmark, I think, about, you know, those squishy toys that are,
yes.
well, we've talked about them before now.
Right.
So
yes.
You know
that's
now.
Why I know
but,
what they are.
They are like,
but they
I think that they came out of kind of the slime craze, but they are, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the story and I'm cracking up. But they are like like a poop emoji or a
you can get them in various designs.
Food, yeah, food shape made in different shapes, but they're kind of like foam and you squeeze them like
they squish
one of
down
those
like
stress
earplugs.
Relief balls, but then they like rise really slowly and sometimes they crackle and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Goes along with ASMR and all of that too, I'm sure. But anyways, they also have a smell to them, which is like part of the squishy
mm-hmm.
thing. Anyways, there was an article about a little girl who bought a bunch of them, who was like 4 or 5. So small body mass index. She spent a lot of her allowance money on them. And she had all of them in her small room all over her bed
mm-hmm.
and suddenly started being scared to go to bed,
mm-hmm.
like in a, what is the word for it? Like Shutter Island, like I don't trust anyone around me.
Oh, paranoid.
Yeah. She seemed very paranoid and like very fearful about going to bed. And then she was saying that like she had cat pictures on her wall and she's like, mother, the cats are watching me. Just like
mother, the cats are watching me.
I know I hear it in a British accent in my mind for some reason.
Anytime someone writes mother, it's always British accent for me.
And then her mom was like looking at her in with her and she's like, mom, your nose is floating around your face. Anyways, I guess that like in Denmark, they've outlawed a lot of the stuff that are in squishies because of known carcinogens. And once the family rounded up all the squishies, which there was a lot of them all mm-hmm. over her bed and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Then it slowly resolved itself. Anyways, I want to know if this is true.
Well, I'm sure it is. Like anything smellable, like
well,
that
I
has a smell
it
to
Target,
it.
Because I was like, oh, I wonder if this would be something cool sensory for you to play with during the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I smelled it and I was like, this smells nice and also very chemically. And I like kind of felt gross after one sniff of it. So, mm-hmm. of course, well, I was pregnant at the time. But.
And, you know, like anything that's like that smells, you could totally get high on. So you know those scented markers that they, I'm sure they advertise them as like you can't get high off of them, but you know kids figured out how to get high off of sniffing scented markers.
Kids figured out how to get high off of everything.
Pretty much. The whole world is just
a... just a bottle of lemon juice. Go to town. I'm sorry. I'm not... This
That's awesome. Episode,
don't believe anything that you hear or say.
This has concluded Urban Legends with Derek and Tanya. So I think before we wrap up the show, we should do a little bit of follow-up, because I know you were really intrigued to find out what you were getting for Christmas in the last episode. And so, although I hate bringing this up because it's totally going to sound like I'm tooting my own horn, but I just figured that the audience should know.
Yes.
Get the other shoe dropped.
I got a bike for my birthday.
Woo!
From Derek. And actually, he had asked a few of our friends if they wanted to pitch in too to help purchase the bike, which was super sweet and kind of made me feel incredibly loved and overwhelmed by that. So if you're listening and you pitched in, thanks again. You are awesome.
And
you're awesome too, Dee.
And we'll have her ride the bike sometime after pregnancy is done.
I can ride it when I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
I just
well,
need
as long
to
as
not
you...
be throwing up as I ride the bike.
Right, it's not the pregnancy deal; it's the nausea deal.
Dizziness and nausea.
Yeah, being dizzy on a bike isn't necessarily the best thing. And I want to say that my wife got me the coolest bone conduction headphones by Trex.
Aftershocks.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, you're right. And I love them so much, and I'm using them every single day, and they're the best.
They are so strange and magical.
It's yeah.
Like voodoo.
They sit right in front of your ears. They sit on your cheekbones and the cheekbones right in front of your ears, and they vibrate on the bone so that it sends the sound directly to your cochlea. And
honestly, a tiny part of me thought that they were like a total hoax.
Voodoo.
I was expecting you to put them on and not work, but they did.
Yeah, and when you put them on,
they're not in your ears, and then you like plug your ears and you can hear even better. It's mm-hmm. so weird.
Yeah, it's one of the when you put them right on the first time, it just sounds like they're playing music into your ear, like they're just a speaker right outside your ear playing music into your eardrums. But no, it's not the case. So they're very versatile, and they're really light. And I love them so much. So thank you for that. So like,
you're welcome.
Birthday gift highlights.
That's Christmas gift, honey.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a long
couple
of weeks.
Your birthday is coming up in a bit, though.
In a while. Yep. Yep. That'll be fine. We'll figure that. I'm taking this like 1 week at a time. Anything else?
I love you. Thanks for being awesome.
I love you. Thank you for just being amazing and working on that baby and recording with me 3 separate times. And I promise not to lose this audio. Oh my goodness. I love being on your team. And I'll talk to you next time.
And maybe a little bit before.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Thanks for joining us. If you want to follow or talk to us, you can do that on Instagram or Twitter at SetToLearn. And our website is SetToLearn.com. Keep learning, and we'll see you next time.
I miss you so much in between the podcasts.
Yeah, we don't actually even...
honey, we can't talk today. Save it for the podcast.
We need this fresh, hot, steaming content for the podcast.